5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out. The bad city, broken day, the bad apple, the bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad others, bad taste, bad lie, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Farrell Appalachia, right across the river and through the woods from where Granny loves to talk on that late night cherry woo before bedtime in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People just in plastic bags, to bread to chop eggs, some kind of fashion shake it up should do, but all my friends that come around, flies and fly to party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, what a mess of styles and tatter, my brain splattered all over Manhattan, should do be check it out. It was gigging, I'm Farrell, Mafia's running it, I'm watching Zach Effin Britton on the mound again for the New York Yankees, trying to work through the eighth inning against the Bo Sox, Boston, on the verge of getting swept. They lost the doubleheader yesterday, day night. They're losing again tonight. 4-1 Yankees. Britton's got one out in the eighth. Of course, Britton's had all kinds of problems of late, even calling out Aaron Boone to not use him as the closer because he simply can't get it done. I'll give him this. At least he admits he sucks. The guy used to have great stuff. This year, he was injured for most of the season and then came back and has struggled mightily. He's got lit up. Even the Royals lit him up. And he's blown games in the closer role. Here he is in the eighth working the left-hander as the Yankees continue their role since the fourth of Farrell, and what they've done is incredible. The ground that they've made up. Of course, yesterday with the doubleheader, they moved into basically a three-way tie for the wild card in the American League. And that's where they sit tonight. Of course, there's games going on everywhere. So we have to keep our eyes on, at the very least, the game's happening right now in terms of what's going to happen. The A's are losing in the sixth right now, 2-1 in Chicago to the White Sox. Top six, runner at first, nobody out for the A's. They're down a run. And then, you know, if they lose and if the Yankees finish off Boston here, then they actually wake up tomorrow with a nice lead for the wild card in the number one slot. They are percentage points ahead in that department as we speak. but they all have the same record, basically. 68-52 for the Yanks and A's, 69-53 for the Red Sox. So the Yankees lead is percentage points over the A's and actually more percentage points over the Red Sox. Two outs in the eighth now. As they get Dalbec, Vasquez will come up and see if Britton can work through this eighth inning. As far as what's happened in this game for the Yankees to get the lead, and they got the lead early in this game. Bottom line, in the first, Boston got the Bogaerts home run. He hit one 379 to right field. But then in the second, Gardner, a sack fly. Stanton scored. We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090, Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio. It's Burrell and Imagine. So then in the second as well, Velasquez singles to right. Odor scores. Sanchez goes to third. And then Rizzo reaches on an infield single to first. Sanchez and Velasquez score. It was 4-1 in the second inning. It's been 4-1 ever since. Nothing else on the board. Yankees 4-5-0. Boston 1-2-0. And the Yankees trying to sweep the Red Sox. I got to tell you, it's unbelievable. And then they open up a series over the weekend with the Twins, who've been playing good ball lately. Three straight walk-offs for the Twins. They did it again today to Cleveland. I'll tell you what. We all know the history between the Twins and Yankees. It's real simple. Every time they play, whether it's regular season or postseason, the Yankees own the Twins. I mean, it is ugly what they have done. I mean, of late and over the last several years to the Twins, they have been their B. I mean, that is it. That is all there is to it. So that'll be interesting to see what they do over the weekend. And then we got our eyes on everything else going on tonight in terms of games that are active. Braves lead the Marlins 9-3 in the eighth, and they have the bases loaded with one out, looking to add to it. Rays are up on the O's 7-4, bottom eight, runners on the corners, two outs. The Cardinals lead the Brewers in the bottom of the seventh 3-2. Mariners 2-0 over the Rangers in the seventh. Astros 2-1 over the Royals in the seventh. I gave you that White Sox lead. Phillies lead the Diamondbacks 1-0 in the second. It's Ferrell on the Bench.
May or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever gotten rabies from trying to get a fresh rabbit's foot, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, Ferrell on the Bench. I know Mafia loves the annual trip that I have to make tomorrow. It's very important. He knows. You can tell. He can feel it coming right now. He knows exactly what's happening here. Is that tomorrow is the annual trip. See Dr. Garden. Oh, no. I mean, it is. Awesome. Everybody needs to get their PSA and their prostate exam. If you hit that certain age where it's important to clean out the garage and check the flowers in the garden, you go see Dr. Garden. He'll be planting and picking the fresh tomatoes tomorrow out of the garden out in the backyard. It's all evolving rapidly. Every single year I have to go see this guy. And what's great about him is that he's a huge sports fan. So he always knows, the perfect thing to say. He knows, here's Gary Sanchez hitting one into the gap. Look at Sanchez with his 17 homers and 39 RBIs. roping a double into the gap in right center in the bottom of the eighth inning. So anyway, I go see Dr. Garden tomorrow, and he's a big sports fan, and he knows, obviously, what I do. And he knows I do the TV and radio shows, and he knows I'm a big Steeler, Pirate, Penguin fan. He knows all that stuff. He's a Jets fan, like Mafia. And I believe he is the same. He likes the Mets, just like Mafia. And then he'll always, I mean, he is so funny. When he bends me over on the chair of love and teaches me a lesson, he always asks me how I think the Penguins are going to do this year. Do I think the Steelers will go over the win total? He's always checking on my teams. I mean, when I go in there, that guy, I always know he's got the whole thing down to a science. He'll start talking sports with me. He'll ask me how I'm doing. How's the family? How's 34C? How are the kids? How's the show going? How do I like Sports Grid? Everything's good. And then I know he means business when he snaps on the glove. And he's like, he's like, you ready? And I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready. And then he checks the flower, makes sure that everything's up to snuff. And I mean to tell you, that's like having a Corvette parked in your garage. When they go in there, full on, the whole head of the class, it's a full hand grab. He's palming the basketball, I'll tell you that much. And he means business. When you're like over that chair, face down, leaning forward, H up, face down. And then he grabs like the full Jimmy of lube. He's got he gets the whole thing in there. And then he's like, Ushuwaka too. And then he goes, and I mean, he just checks all your gears. And you're like, Kaya. Hoga. Yeah. Shaboy. And he pulls out, and he takes his glove off, snap, throws it in the garbage. He's like, you're good. And I'm like, like a dog in heat. That is just the most grueling, awful experience. I love how he sends me his like appointment time and address every time, like his secretary, you know. 10:15 gives me the address. I've only been there 13 times to have it done. I mean, make that 16 times. I started doing it when I was 40. I mean, I'm 56 now. I do it every year. It is just the most awful day of the year. I mean, it is just, it is the worst. And then you go, when he's done there, he plops you in a chair and they draw blood from you to check your PSA, your numbers. Then they, bottom line, they call you in a couple days and tell you whether or not you're good, if you're in the clear. I know it's no joke. The silent killer. Serious business. Mafia is going to start doing it in like 5 years. He can't wait. Carver High is already 41. He should have already done it, but he refuses to discuss anything to do with his barn door. He just doesn't want to get involved in any kind of extracurricular activity. He'd rather have a hockey stick embedded in him than some doctor's full fist to teach him a lesson about humility. Gotta get that prostate check, son. It's no joke. It's the real deal, Holyfield. It's very important. The whole thing's going on. You can get pharyngoscopies for colon check. You gotta get that colon check. You gotta get, make sure you don't have colon cancer. Then you got the prostate exam, which is fully locked and loaded. That means business. You know, I kind of prefer the pharyngoscopy mafia because, my doctor there does that. You're asleep. But I will say that I guess at the end of the day, the prostate is better because when you do the pharyngoscopy the night before, you have to drink the, cleansing. You have the barium enema cleansing where you go in there and you drink this thing. And then for like 5-6 hours, you just absolutely, it's like, all night. It is all night. You're in there like 50, 60 times. It is awful. And then you go in there in the morning and you're so hungry, you're tripping. You're absolutely tripping when you go in there. But you're like, I always set it up so that I'm first in the morning, the surgery. It's at like 7:30 in the morning. And then you get it done. And you wake up and you feel like you have a tennis ball planted in you. Other than that, it's no big deal. So I go get that done, and I have that done every couple years, like every 2 or 3 years I do that one. But I do this one every year. So I'd rather not do the barium enema where they do the whole deal where you drink that and you go to the bathroom 50 times. That's not fun at all. That's a Sunday home wrecker. But the garden, have all your garden picked, the prostate exam, you just go in and do it. Man up. Give the blood, go bang it out. Tomorrow's the day. I'm ready, Mafia. I am ready on a bench. They got their ass beat. They were going through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that or condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
So the Royals are beating the Astros again. It's 3-2 in the eighth inning in Kansas City. It is truly amazing to me that they are looking at 3 straight over the Astros, and then they play them again tomorrow afternoon, and I've literally lost every one of these games. I cannot believe that I'm sitting there losing money on the first-place Astros who cannot beat and get out of their own way when they play the Kansas City Royals. You have got to be kidding me. Seriously. They're a last place team. They're 18 games out, and they are literally kicking the Astros' ass every single game they play them. What is going on here? I can't even take it. It's as bad as watching the Reds lose back-to-back games to the single-A Cubs. You have got to be kidding me. I guarantee you, if the Reds lose out on the wild card to the Padres by a game, they're going to remember the 2 straight they lost to the lowly Cubs in the middle of August when the Cubs had lost 12 in a row. Then all of a sudden, they start beating the Reds in Cincinnati. That is amazing to me. They beat them today 7-1. They kicked their ass. They beat them yesterday. I mean, can you even explain this? Same thing. The Phillies keep losing to the Diamondbacks. They're beating them right now 1-0 in the bottom of the third. But you just know it's coming, right? That the Diamondbacks are going to come back. And as I said, the Royals are owning the Astros. I mean, I can't even fathom that I'm sitting here every day losing money to the Royals beating Houston. I mean, honestly, Houston's got 70 wins and they can't beat the 51-win Royals. What the F is going on? I mean, honestly, I am just bending over like I'm at Dr. Garden's office. Oh. Hooya to ya. So 5-1 Bombers in the boogie down, and Chapman is in. He's been on the IL. He has not been himself, in my opinion, this year. He's had plenty of problems. I don't know if he has to reinvent himself or what, but it's almost like his steam, his heat, isn't as effective as it used to be. And that he's kind of hit a wall this year, in my opinion, of what everyone's grown accustomed to all these years of his dominance. I mean, he was good. There's no getting around it, right? He could definitely bring it. But he's no Mariano Rivera. And that's just all there is to it. Here he is in the ninth, struggling already. Full count on Hernandez. Renfroe on deck. And he's been out on the IL. Now he's back. First guy up. It's a full count. We'll see if he can get him. I mean, he got him on a off-speed high up by his face. The guy swung at that cheese. That was just a terrible pitch. He even knows it. Horrible location. He threw an off-speed pitch at, above the catcher's head. And I guarantee you I'm right, because they're talking about it on the broadcast right now. Paul O'Neill is saying Chapman's reaction is proof that it was a terrible pitch. It was a ball four. It was a terrible off-speed pitch that didn't do what he wanted it to do. And he served it up like a slurve ball to get lit up. I can't even believe Hernandez missed that ball, to be honest with you. Now he throws the four-seamer, 97. That's what we're used to. The question is, will his arm fall off when he throws 97? Because he's been getting injured. Guy keeps going on the IL. Guy keeps, you know, blowing games. Listen, I won't deny. Like, there he just threw one wild. And literally, it hit the netting behind home plate. He just threw a ball 100 miles an hour, and he missed the catcher's glove by a foot. So they're saying his velocity isn't good. He's throwing 97 miles an hour. He just can't find a plate. This is what I'm talking about. Like, I have watched this guy struggle mightily, even more so than Zach Britton. And it's amazing because they're the two. Here he is throwing one in the dirt. He's a mess. All I know is Britton and Chapman are the two highest paid relievers, clearly, on that team. And, I mean, Chapman's paid probably second highest to Cole in terms of pitchers on the Yankees. And now, every time he pitches, it's just a struggle within. He can't find a plate. And Renfroe just hit one deep out of here. I mean, into the bleachers and left. I am telling you, there is something wrong with this guy. He's just getting tattooed. Renfroe, his 22nd, Hunter Renfroe went yardage. I mean, he just hit that ball, and it just landed right now in Taiwan. I mean, my God, where in that? Oh, and then they put him in the grocery cart in the dugout. Problem there is you're still down three runs, so the little golf cart or grocery shopping cart celebration. That little Selly's not cutting it if you're down three runs still. Now here's Bogaerts. So I'm watching this guy. Every time he comes in now, he struggles. Chapman. I don't want to hear it. He's on the IL, so he's not sharp. And if he's not sharp, then why pitch him? If he's not sharp, why do you throw him right back into the Wolves? I guess that's what they do. He's the man, right? But every single time he pitches now, he has problems. That was a fastball right down the pike, Main Street, and he just golfed that thing out. I mean, that ball, that might be the furthest hit ball in baseball tonight out of the park. That's how far that went. But the Yankees are still up 5-2 with one out in the ninth. And you know that they're going to be talking about it. Here he is bouncing another one into the plate. He's just not right. And Lidke's up pitching because of it. Like, Chapman's a mess right now. He's all over the place. Throwing wild pitches, throwing pitches in the dirt, bouncing pitches in. His off-speed cheese is up by the chin of the batter. His curveball, whatever, everything he threw, his change, whatever, was so off the plate. It wasn't even funny. But he's got Bogaerts 1-2 now. Let's see if he can get him out. So 456-foot home run from Renfro with 111.5-mile-an-hour exit velocity. That was gigantic, that shot. You throw it 97 down Main Street, and a guy gets that lumber on it, and it just went a country mile. I'm sitting here watching this guy just have nothing over the place, all over the place. Bounces another one in. That one hit. Sanchez might have hurt him. I mean, his stuff right now is absolute garbage. And he's allowed the most home runs. He's tied his most home runs allowed in his career. And there's still a month left and change. I mean, that's it. They play till October 3rd or whatever. This guy's going to give up more home runs this year than he's ever given up in his career. Don't tell me there's not something wrong with him. I just can't believe what I'm watching. I've never seen this guy lose the ball. Another one in the dirt. He is just an absolute disaster. I mean, if I'm Boone, I'm out there right now just like, look, you don't have it tonight. Go have a beer. Go have a beer. Go have five beers. Bring Lidke in. Anybody. This guy's struggling so bad, it's not even funny. I can't imagine what's happening. Like, I'm sitting here watching this guy. He's just struggling so badly. He's just torturing himself trying to throw strikes. Another one in the dirt. I mean, you got to be kidding me. He had him 1-2 and he walked him. And he's just dripping. Your boy's been in there for 5 minutes and he's soaking wet. He's dripping like the Exxon Valdez. He's literally in there like he just jumped in a lake. Rizzo's over there talking to him. I mean, now the whole infield's in and they're talking to him. Everybody, they're on the phone down into the bullpen. I mean, this guy is missing everything. I don't even think he knows where the catcher is. Vic Taper on the show later tonight in the second hour covers the Raiders. We'll have him on and talk about what's going on out in Sin City with the Las Vegas Raiders. Devers is up next with Bogaerts on. It's Pharrell on the Bench.
You may or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever looked through a bag of grass clippings looking for a four-leaf clover, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, for all on a bench. So Boone had to yank Chapman because he, he let Devers line out to Rizzo at first. Rizzo made a nice stab of it and got the bag and made it the second out. But then J.D. Martinez came up first pitch, boom, single to right. They got runners at the corners now with two outs. And it's 5-2 still, but the tying runs at the plate. And they'll bring in Littke because Chapman couldn't get it done. And the real interesting thing about it was that a couple things. When he came off the mound, they booed him. The Yankees have been on fire for a month. They've been killing it. They've caught the A's and Red Sox in the wild card. They're playing the best baseball in the majors right now, without a doubt. They're on fire, unquestionably. He comes off the IL, his first start since the IL tonight, and he was a sloppy mess. And then he walked off the mound, they booed him, and then he smiled. Like, you know, I don't know if he smiled because of how much money he makes. Like, you can boo me all you want. I got tons of money. But that's what it looked like to me. He was like smiling, like it didn't even matter to him. Like, I was like, what are you smiling at, bro? What are you doing? You think this is funny? But he was smiling at the people booing him, and they were booing him. And then now he's on the bench in the dugout, drying off. He was soaking wet, and his stuff was garbage. So I got to tell you, the guy couldn't find the plate. He just absolutely was all over the place. I mean, I have never seen him look worse. I've seen him give up big home runs to Altuve, whatever, in the ALCS. I've seen him give up more damage. But this year, lately, you know, before he went on the IL, I thought he was having problems. And now he comes off the IL, and those problems are still there. And I guarantee after this game tonight, they're going to be talking to Boone about it. The media saying, what is wrong with Aroldis Chapman? Because he's clearly struggling mightily finding the plate. None of his pitches. And here's Littke throwing one a mile over the catcher's glove. Like, I mean, honestly, what is happening here in this ninth inning? This is a disaster. Runners at the corners. Plawecki's up. Two on, corners, two out. And then now they bring in the left-hander Littke to try to get this thing done. It's a 5-2 Yankee lead. So Chapman, it wasn't funny. He was a mess. He was not good. He was not effective. He couldn't throw strikes. He must have bounced five balls at least in short of the plate. He threw a wild pitch. I mean, the only thing he didn't do was give up a home run and being a batter. I mean, he was all over the place. He looked terrible. That's just the gist of it. He looked terrible. Now, I won't deny he's had a brilliant career. I won't deny he's been great. I won't deny his success. I won't deny he's earned his money. But he looks awful right now. There's something wrong with that dude for sure. And they're going to be talking about it in that locker room and in that presser after this game tonight. I guarantee it. Now they got to see if they can close this game. Two outs. They need an out. Littke's in. Runners on the corners. 1-2 count. They got to get this over with. Sweep the Red Sox and be done with it. Foul ball. So, you know, a massive concern watching Chapman have those issues tonight. I mean, my God, I thought I was at a basketball game. The balls were bouncing in so much. Like, he's on the bench right now. Like, it's no big deal to him. Like, he's talking to his teammates. He's laughing. It's like, no big deal. But it is a big deal. It is a problem. It is an issue. Because Britton can't close. Chapman can't close anymore. I mean, he looks like he can't close. Andy Green can't close. He's another guy. They talk about how he's been getting a job done. I'm scared to death every time that guy pitches. And then they use, you know, for long relief, Johnny Lasagna. And he got it done the other night, closing it. It was his game, and he got it done, but he loaded the bases in the seventh or whatever in the doubleheader yesterday. I mean, they got some issues, in my opinion, with that bullpen. What's amazing is, though, they keep winning. It's like today on Coast to Coast, we talked about it, and it was like, no matter what they're doing, they're getting it done. They may have issues. They may have problems. They may have closing predicaments, but they're getting it done. Some way, somehow, they are finding a way to eventually close the door and win these games. Like this situation right here. They need an out, and then it's game over, and you get the sweep. Otherwise, with the runners on the corners, a hit's going to make it 5-3 and have runners at first and second. If it's a single, whatever. This is a gigantic out, and he bounces it in as well. So, I mean, these guys are bouncing the ball like the Harlem Globetrotters, except they're in the Bronx. And I think it's either Vasquez or Verdugo up next in the on deck circle. I didn't catch it quick enough to see who that was. It was one of the two of them. But, I mean, you know you got a problem when your boy can't close games, Chapman. He's the big money closer, and he can't get it done. And it's been going on for a while now. Now he throws high, and it's full count. Jesus, is he going to walk this guy and load the bases? Are you serious right now? What a meltdown in the ninth. I love how they all stand around and act cool like it's no big deal. Like the whole team. Everybody in the dugout, everybody on the field, Rizzo, LeMahieu, Odor, they all look like no big deal, no problem, no worries. We got this. Don't sweat it. Gallo and Judge, they're like, whatever. They're out there in the outfield spitting. Ground ball. Oh, what a stab by the shortstop. I don't think he's going to get him. Nobody does. Game over in the dirt. Rizzo with the stab. What a play by the kid at short. They don't have Gleyber Torres. He's injured. What a play by Rizzo at first. Dabbing it out of the ground on a throw in the dirt. He makes a beautiful stab, and he's definitely out. They'll review it, but he's out. They got him, and that's a huge play. Otherwise, the run scores. It's 5-3, but they get it done. Lidke barely survives, and they do it again. Somehow, some way, they find a way to close the door. And there they go. And they're going to move ahead of Boston by a game. And if the A's lose that game tonight, there'll be a game out as well. Pawlecki was out at first. I mean, it's that simple. There's no other questions asked. And I just got to keep an eye on this other game. That's all that matters to me now, is the A's game. It's 3-2 in the top of the seventh. And the A's have runners at first and second with two outs. So they're reviewing the play at Yankee Stadium, but he's out. There is no doubt he's out. The ball was in Rizzo's glove, and then you see him step on the bag. This game's over. I mean, they're waiting to celebrate. I mean, they're going to celebrate because he's out. I love this guy, Velasquez at short, making that play deep in the hole. He's out. I mean, you got to be kidding me if they give this guy safe. What would the call be, like tie to the runner? I mean, I think he's out. Every time I see it, I swear to God, the guy's out. He's out. I mean, that's amazing to me. Does it really take this long for the replay to come up with a decision? He looked out to me. I can't even believe Velasquez made the stab. It got past the third baseman, Wade. He was diving. Or it was Odor playing third tonight. Odor was at third. Velasquez made it. He's out. And now they do celebrate, sweep the Red Sox, and they move a game up on him in a wild card. And the A's are losing right now, so there is a lot of activity in the boogie down. They get it done, and that's that. Velasquez comes up huge at shortstop, deep in the hole, but Rizzo with the dirt snag. What a play to get Plawecki. And to end the game, sliding stab at short, going to his right, and then the cannon across the field into the dirt, and Rizzo with the gold glove snag. I have seen it all. Dodgers lead the Pirates 4-0 right now after two at Chavez Ravine. Braves are up 11-7, bottom nine, two outs in Miami. Cardinals lead the Brewers 3-2, bottom eight. Mariners 3-1 on the Rangers, top nine at Globe Life in Arlington. Royals lead the Astros 3-2, White Sox 3-2 over the A's, bottom seven. By the way, they got out of that jam, the White Sox. The A's had runners at first and second with two outs. Boom, they got nothing. Diamondbacks, did I not tell you they'd take the lead 2-1 now on the Phillies after four in zone? By the time I get to racially profiled Arizona, Castellanos with a single to center. Walker scored to give him the lead. Before that, Ahmed scored on a Suarez wild pitch. So that tied it. And then Castellanos RBI gave Zona the lead. Mafia very excited today because the Mets were winners finally. After losing five in a row, they end the skid with a 6-2 win over the Giants at Oracle in the city. They beat them in 12 innings. And, you know, I do want to talk about at some point here the whole situation with Ohtani and Jack Morris last night. Because, look, tonight Ohtani hit his 40th home run and he had it all going pitching as well. He was striking out guys left and right. He went eight sharp innings. It's Pharrell on the bench. With people. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last indignity.
Pitching dominant, eight strikeouts and getting involved. I'm trying to figure out, I think I may have seen Lance Lynn tonight. I just caught the tail end of it, so I'm not certain, but it seemed to me like what I saw was him getting thrown out of that game for sticky stuff. He came off the field. And they checked him, and then they gave him the business. And I heard him, like, I saw him, like, arguing with the ump. And then I saw him go down the steps. So I think he pitched like four innings and then they tossed his ass. I could be wrong, but that's what I saw in that White Sox game. Maybe I'm crazy. But in that Yankee game, Velasquez made that great play at short to win the game and seal the deal and close the door to get the third out against the Red Sox with runners on the corners and two outs in the ninth. He also had a big night with the bat, two RBIs. Rizzo had two RBIs as well. And they win it 5-2 over the Red Sox, sweep them. Now Boston out a game for the wild card. I'm actually watching those Ohtani highlights as we speak.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.